That's my best.
I'm not gonna win.
Amen.
Amen.
It means more to those who should have been needed. Sleeping in their grace.
Amen.
But the Lord's grace.
Yes.
Somebody say His grace. His grace made it so that we all could be here on today.
Amen.
We do greet you in the name of the matchless one, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
And I don't know about you,
yeah,
but I'm glad to be here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's a lot going on in the world today. I just want to get some preliminaries taken care of. Zoe, he beat me to it, but we're so happy to have you back. Amen. Praise the Lord. Those of you who don't know, she has been out west. And we hope that you have found a church. And now I think you're at Washington. At Washington. Find a church. Get in. Some place that's teaching the Word of God where you can continue to grow. We're so happy to have you with us. And certainly we want you to support Makayla and her adventure. Amen.
Amen.
I already got my tickets. No, I got my ticket, amen. I don't know if I'll be able to go, but I got my ticket. Anybody else got their ticket? Y'all don't say nothing. We support one another, amen.
Amen.
And I want to say it right here before it started that we, as a church body, we're here and we are exhibiting core social distancing because God gave us brain, amen?
Amen.
For us to use.
Amen.
But I thought about it as I was at the grocery store yesterday and I was looking at all the shelves that were empty and it came to me. Don't think that I haven't been praying whether or not to cancel church. It would have been easy to cancel church. But I have found out in my life, I'm just speaking about bread now, the easy things that I should have done, that I did, I shouldn't have done. I should have took the hard way. I y'all will be with me. It would have been easy to say, yeah, no church. And I could have went to bed last night. I would have had to study this word and pray and just hope God would give me a message. But I thought about it. He did not think it would be robbery to die for me.
Amen, Pastor.
Y'all ain't gonna say that.
Amen.
It would have been easy for Jesus to hold up his finger in Gethsemane and chip right on out. But he didn't do it. He even said, oh, if it be your will, can this cup pass? But he took it anyway. So I'm just speaking about bread now. And we're not condemning any church that did or did not hold service. We are all one church, amen? God led them differently. And we respect that, amen? We don't talk about that. We don't do anything but respect that. But God led me to have church. He told me that there's going to be somebody there that needs a word. Trust me, a kind of word. That needs a kind of word in a time like this. As you all know, we have been talking about marriage, the mystery of marriage, and with everything that's going on, he said, you need to deviate from that word and give them a word for season, for this season. And in this season, I was led, it just kept coming out, coming to me all week, that he's not going to let anything dangerous come nigh my dwelling. That's what he just kept telling me. I would hear about him over here dying, and I would hear about him over here dying and getting sick, but he kept telling me, I'm not going to let nothing come nigh your dwelling. So I looked in my house, and I just started to look around and see who was living with me again. And I said, well, if I'm saved, they saved. Y'all ain't going to say I'm See, we believe that God gives us a guardian angel. No, he doesn't. No. God gives us angels, but they are not to guard us. They're to give us messages from the Lord. But I want you to know that God will keep us safe, but he's going to keep us safe not by a guardian angel, but by a secret place. Look, somebody say, are you in the secret place? That's what we're going to talk about today. Amen. The scripture has been read. And I'm just excited about it. And as customary with you, but as you stand to your feet, we will read the word as a family.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I did bring a King James today. Our personal focus is verse number 1. And if you have the King James rendering, we're going to read it in unison as a family, as we always do here at Faith. Psalm 91, verse 1, 2, 3, read. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. I just want you to pray with me on the topic, the secret place. Look at somebody. Don't touch them now, but just look at them. And just say the secret place.
Amen.
Our God and our Father, we thank you for this time that we have to share. Now, Father, we already sense your presence here. Further express yourself through this preached word. Now use this preacher. Father, make me an effectual orator. Father, serve it to you. We ask God that this word would go forth mightily, be received, heard, and heeded. Father, we thank you for showing up. Now show yourself strong. Our prayer, God, is what happened to today would last longer than what happened to today in a good way. For us in the name of Jesus, we trust and pray. Say with me, amen.
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 Amen. As you take your seats. The secret place. Amen. And we do have a subtopic. You have heard of social distancing. Our subtopic is spiritual distancing. Say with me, spiritual distancing. In places where there's a lot of tornadic activity, Tornado Alley, houses are made not necessarily to withstand a storm, but houses are made so that the people in the house can get to a safe place. Y'all come on with me. Most of them are built with cellars that's underground. And though the wind or the tornado may take the house away, they are safe down in the bunker. Are y'all still with me? Rich people build their houses because they're afraid that people will break in and take the money and kill them. They have a place all the family knows about. It's called a safe place. And it's a room that they lock themselves in. Y'all ain't gonna go with me. Somebody say it's a safe place. Yeah. And even those of us who aren't really used to tornadoes, we're told that there ought to be a place where you go in your house, whether it's a closet or in the bathroom, in the tub, somewhere where you believe that if the storm takes your house, you will be in a safe place. Because I got to pray in church. Well, the psalmist says here that God, in his provision, have for the believer provided a safe place. Y'all gonna pray with me. And that same place is seen in verse 1 where he says, he that dwelleth in the secret place. Somebody say the secret place. But it's just not any secret place, but it's the secret place of the Most High. That means that God himself made it and provided it for us. A place where we can go when there's danger all around us. I wish I had some help. When danger is all around us and confusion is all about us, there is a place of provision that God has made just for the believer, and it's called the secret place. I wish I had a prayer
church.
Yeah. The first thing I want you to know about this secret place. You know, if I knew where it was, I would hasten myself to it. Am I the only one in here? You know, we can get in our cars, and y'all got in your cars, and you took whatever road, 39401, and you made it out to 267 E.F. Cardinal Road. And I got to tell you, but where it is the safe place? Make somebody say, where the safe place at? Because when viruses are going all around, you need a safe place. I have no doubt of it. When people are dying and getting sick, you need a place where you can go. Lord have mercy. Where I'm covered. Look at somebody and say, I'm covered. The first thing you know about this secret place is that I can't take you with me.
All right now.
This must say, I can't take you with me. How do I know you can't take it? Because I know I can't take it because the secret place is a personal place. This must say, it's a personal place. Although I can't take you with me, I can meet you there. Can I help somebody? Everybody got umbrellas, right? But when you go, oh, brother, does it stop raining?
No.
No, it keeps right on raining, but you don't get wet.
That's right.
Now, you got twisted. You think that the secret place means that the trouble, but no, the trouble's still going to come. The rain's still going to fall.
Yeah.
It rains on the just as well as the unjust. But God has given me a spiritual umbrella. And when it starts to rain in my life, I just go to the secret place. If I ain't already there, grab my umbrella.
All right.
And I put my umbrella up. That keeps not on raining. But I ain't getting wet no more. Y'all ain't crazy about it here. Because you must be still getting wet. Means that he has put me in a place that's impenetrable.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good news. Satan said, all right, God. Yeah, yeah, Job would cuss you to your face, but you don't put him in a secret place. You don't feel a hedge all around. That's why he ain't cussing you to your face. He said, but if you let me take the hedge away, he'll trust you to your face. God said he can take the hedge away from his finances. You can take the hedge away from his family. You can take the hedge away from his house and his children. But don't you touch his soul. Why? Because the soul belongs to me. I'm here to tell you, I don't care what from hell or high water. I got a God to glorify. I got a whole waiting on me on God. It's called heaven. Does anybody know heaven?
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Sometimes I say, I want to go. But there's something don't wrong. There, trouble wins, John Blood. I'm letting you know before we get over there, there's a place on earth that's got the same kind of result. It's called the secret place. Got to wait till I get to heaven. Glory have mercy. Somebody said the secret place. Notice this. He says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. And him will I trust. Somebody say it's about your will.
About your will.
No, it's about your will. I can turn that around and say, it reads it like this. It says, in him will I trust. I could say, I will trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
Or did you miss that? Don't miss that. It's all about your will. It's not saying it's about a choice. You have a choice this morning. You could have stayed in the bed, slept in, and got up late. But you made a choice. Somebody say, I will go out to the house of the Lord. Yeah, with me. You make a choice every day whether you're going to serve him or whether you're not going to serve him. You made a choice this morning that I'm going to get up out of my bed because he's worthy.
Yeah.
I'm going to get up out of my bed because he's been mighty good. Somebody need to know that I got out of my bed because I got something in church last Sunday. And I believe I can get some kind of church. Listen, anybody need a breakthrough? Anybody need a healing? Anybody need a deliverance? I ain't got to hug you to praise this man. I ain't got to They had Jesus on board. Maybe you're getting scared because you don't know whether or not you got Jesus on your ship. I'm saying Jesus on your ship. If you ain't on your ship, you better get in there fast. Because I don't know about y'all, but my ship is taking on water. The waves, they got rough.
All right.
Come on, somebody. Yeah, yeah, they ain't seeing land right now. But if Jesus is on my ship, I know that everything is going to be all right. I might have to try for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning. I wish I had just one somebody that knows that it's a choice. Lord, have mercy. Somebody say it's a choice. You can choose to be scared. You can choose to be happy. You can choose to be fearful. But the word says he didn't give us a spirit of fear. Have I got a witness? Somewhere else in the word it says be anxious for nothing. I need some Bible readers. It says be anxious for nothing. Not even the coronavirus. Stop telling God about the coronavirus. And start telling the coronavirus about your God. Of a God that can do all things. I got a witness. I feel like I'm preaching if you ain't saying anything. Oh, have mercy. Surely? Or did it say maybe? Did it say he might? Somebody say surely. In the face of the coronavirus, let's say surely. Let me tell you something. When you say surely, you're praising God. But when you say surely, you're cursing the devil. Somebody say surely. He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. I just want to say this before I take my seat. Notice that the trap was still set. First of all, the fowler is a picture of the devil. The only way that a bird can be caught is he's got to stop flying. I just lost somebody right there. You got to get on his level. See, we're born again. And when you're born again, you're born on this level. That's why I say you were made to fly. You were made for high places and high things on high levels. But every now and then, you will see something that will make you look down. You go through a trial, you might be looking up. That's why people are keeping chin up. No, you look down. That's why they keep your chin up. I don't care what you're going through, keep your chin up. Because if you look down, you might see something that make you want to go down there where you ain't got no business. The fowler could never catch the bird as long as he was in the air flying. It's when the bird sets down on the ground. Somebody say comes down. Yeah. Notice that he didn't stop the fire. He could have stopped the fire. What am I saying? Sometimes God will not set. He will not stop the trap set. He'll still let him set his trap. Y'all get that?
Amen.
See, we got to stop living in a pious, unrealistic type of belief. Bad things do happen to good people.
That's right, Pastor.
Y'all with me? Now, the trap's still going to be set. And notice that the bird was still caught. You get that? How do I know that the bird was still caught? Because he wouldn't need deliverance unless he was caught.
All right.
Don't miss that. The good news is, though you may be caught in a snare, even the snare of the devil, how many know he can't hold a good man now? How many know he can't hold a good woman now? Think somebody say, I'm coming out of this. I don't know what it's going through. You might have been snared by the snare of sickness, but you got to have the faith the size of a mustard seed. And say, analysis. Come what day, today I'm coming out of this. You might be snared by the snare of funny money. Your money ain't never got funny. 50 more minutes. You might be snared by the snare of unemployment. You might be snared by the snare of broken relationships. I want you to know that you can come out of this. Come somebody say you can still get there. From here. Y'all missed that. I say you can still get there from here. You're paying too much attention to here. You start need to look and start looking over there. Trying to say over there.
Over there.
I give God a hand clap of praise. Somebody say the secret place. The secret place of the Most High. Y'all don't want to let me off the hook like that. I told you about the secret place. I told you about the benefits of being in a secret place. That's why the psalmist says, I have made him my habitation. Once you find a secret place, stay in it. Look, you might say, stay in it. No, the secret place ain't a place to visit. It's a place to live. It's a place of habitation. Somebody say, dwell there. In the morning, you need to be in the secret place. At noonday, you need to be in the secret place. When the sun goes down, you need to be in the secret place. And for God on high, you always stay in the secret place in the midnight hour. While everybody is slumbering and sleeping, you need to have yourself in the secret place. And the Bible says that he that it won't come nigh, not with him. So look at somebody and say, it ain't going to even come near me. That thing that was sent meant to hurt you, it's going to come for Sister Clemens and they're going to see, oh, she's in the secret place. Come over here for Sister Faye. She's in the secret place. Look, somebody say, are you in the secret place? I did tell you that you can't take nobody with you, but you can meet them there. It's a place of singularity, and you can go, but you can't take nobody with you, but you can meet them there. Look, somebody say, I can meet you there. How do you get there? You got to walk in the Spirit. And for y'all literal kind of folk, not only you got to walk in the Spirit, you got to talk in the Spirit. Somebody say, you got to live in the Spirit. What you must need to know is when it says you walk, that means you got to live. 24/7, you got to be in the Spirit. Being in the Spirit means you walk around with a God awareness. I want to help somebody. Somebody say, God awareness. It's like putting the person on the phone on speaker. Y'all hear me? See, we think when we say amen, you don't end it. All amen means is I'm in agreement with what's just been said, what's just been done. Some of y'all say amen and you just sever the tie with God. No, when you say amen, now say it with the understanding that I am in agreement with everything that I said. But he's still on the line. When you put somebody on speakerphone, you don't hang up on them. Y'all hear me? All you do is touch speakers. They can still hear you. You can still hear them. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. I want you to know that we have social distancing. And God gave us a brain. Our part is called the possible. Now, it's possible for me not to hold you. Y'all hear me? Some of y'all were happy for that social distancing. You won't hug nobody. We got some happy folk in me. That's really, if the truth be known, all we really want to do is see you and say, how you doing? We understand social distancing. But well, why is it that? It's because the virus is contagious. Okay, I'll talk about being contagious just for a minute. Contagious, and what that really means is I can't get what you have unless I get close to you.
That's right.
I'm going somewhere with it, and this is my last point. said social distancing. What is social distancing? I'm so glad you asked. That means that we are in mommy distance. Y'all know what mommy distance is? Y'all seen them mommy movies and they. Now, when you do this, and the other person do this, that's all the clothes you need to get to this. Somebody say social distancing. All right, we understand that. That keeps me from giving you. See, it's two things in it. It keeps me from catching it also.
That's right.
That's why knowledge is power.
That's right.
Let me tell you something. When you're walking around with a mask on your face, you're doing me more good than you.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to explain it. You got a mask on your face, that means that what you got going to stay with you.
That's right. That's right.
You cough, they're going to stay right there with you. So wear your mask. I'll find you. But if you don't see me wearing a mask, that means that I have been wised up to the fact that really it does not keep me from getting it. It keeps me from giving it. Oh, do your research. Do your research. And that's all well and good. But where I'm born with this is the only way. That's why we have social distancing, because the only way I can get sick is I got to get close to the individual who's already sick.
Right.
I want to talk about spiritual distancing. Spiritual distancing means that you're going to stay away from certain stuff that's not of the spirit. I told you how to get into the secret place. You get into the secret place, of course, by faith, but you get into the secret place by a God awareness and trusting in Him. It's a choice. Somebody say it's a choice. When I choose to trust God, I that's the key to the secret place. Y'all stay with me. Now, to stay in the secret place, I have to distance myself spiritually from some stuff. And you might have to distance yourself from some folk.
Amen.
Y'all ain't gonna say
amen,
that.
Amen,
why is it? Let me just talk about the prodigal. The prodigal son came to himself, but he came to himself when he was in the hog pen. Mm-hmm. And don't you know when that boy went back, the hogs might not have been with him, but he was still with the hogs. you miss me. He'd been in the hog pen. Don't you know he stunk like a hog?
Uh-huh.
Sin will make you stink.
All right, Pap.
Spiritual distancing means I'm going to distance myself from sin. Y'all stay with me just a little while. The Bible says, shun the very elix of sin. If I know sin is down that aisle, I ain't even going.
That's right. That's right.
I'm going to distance myself from the possibility of sin. Somebody say spiritual distancing. What it also means is that if you're sinning, I got to cut you loose. I'm talking to somebody in here right now. I know they're your friend. They've been your friend, but you need to let them go.
Amen.
Are you going to get quiet right now? I don't care how long y'all been ace cone boom buddies. Are they making you better or are they making you bitter?
All right.
Are they making you stronger or are they making you weaker? Are they making you trust God or are they making you doubt God? I'm talking to somebody there. Some of y'all need to spiritually distance yourself from some folk.
Preach, pal.
If they're always taken from you and ain't given squat.
That's right.
Somebody say reciprocity. Reciprocity means I'm going to get out of a thing what I put into a thing. You're putting into the relationship all and they ain't giving you nothing. You need to spiritually distance yourself.
That's right.
When the Bible told Abraham to go up into a far country, Abraham took his family and Lot went. Nobody asked Lot to go. We need to get rid of the Lots in our lives. Lot is a leech.
Yes.
All he wanted was what he could get. We got some leeches in the church.
Amen.
You don't give nothing, don't give no money, don't give no time, but you want the Lord to bless you.
Preach, Pastor.
Lord, have mercy. Look at somebody and say, don't be light. Give God a hand clap of praise. How many are in the secret place? In the secret place. Lord, heaven, it's a place of safety. It's a place of security. While everybody else is frantically running around, what we gonna do? Be in the secret place. You need to be in the secret place on your job.
Amen.
Don't talk foolish. Y'all hear me? You lose your job, they come in, what you gonna do? Lord, I don't know. I got bills and I'm trying to put my child through school. Y'all know what this is? This is the smallest violin in the world playing on my please me. I see that. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you, stop complaining. Stop complaining.
Amen.
God hates your complaint. When you, let me tell you something. Complaining will usher you out of the secret place. Did you hear me?
Amen.
Complaining takes you out of the secret place. And you are vulnerable just like everybody else. When you lose your job, you do like Job said, the Lord gives. And the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He got me one job. He'll get me another. You gotta have that kind of thing. I know there are things wrong, they broke up with you. You thought you loved them. No, you don't love. You might have lusted them, but you don't love them. And they broke up with you. You need to just say again, the Lord gave. And the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He got me one boyfriend. Y'all ain't gonna say that. He got me one wife. I believe he got another one out there. Y'all ain't gonna say that. I'm talking about if you ain't bad. Don't get it twisted. Somebody say the secret place. We extend a Christian invitation to those who may not know Christ.